Hello, St. Pete and beyond. This is Stephen Kenny. I am a painter, and I used to live in St. Pete from 2010, but moved to Virginia in 2020. But I'm back again for a few days because I've been invited by the Dalí Museum to be their featured speaker at this year's annual docent retreat. And that is a day-long event where the docents get together at the museum and get to meet each other and say hello. There's an educational component to it, some training. There's also an art show of work by the docents themselves. And also there's a featured speaker who is me this year. And the topic that I'll be talking about is a painting technique called decalcomania. And if you've never heard of it, you can look it up. That is spelled D-E-C-A-L-C-O-M-A-N-I-A. And that is a painting technique that was credited to an artist in the 1930s by the name of Oscar Dominguez. And it actually existed prior to that, but he's given credit for developing it. And the other surrealist painters at the time were very excited about it and started incorporating it in various ways into their own paintings. And I will get more into that in a second. But first, if you're not familiar with my work, I have been very influenced by Salvador Dalí and all the other surrealists. And that's the reason I became a docent myself for the 10 years that I lived here. And that was just an amazing experience. If you've never been to the museum, or if you have been but have never taken a docent tour, I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful way to learn about surrealism and Salvador Dalí. As far as my own work is concerned, surrealism, as I said, has been very important and very influential. If you've never seen my work, I could best describe it as a combination of and merging of the human figure with elements from nature in a surreal way, meaning that these are images you would never actually see in nature or anywhere for that matter. And that basically is what defines surrealism. But I've also been very interested in painting in other ways as well. That's been my primary way of working, but I'm also very interested in photorealism, and I'm also very interested in painting abstractly, and I've done both. And I'm always trying to find someplace in between those two styles, and surrealism is the closest I've been able to come. The thing is that working in all of those ways is very intellectual. There's a lot of planning involved, and you might think that abstraction, there's not a lot of planning, but if you do some research and listen to what different artists have said, if you're familiar with Jackson Pollock's work, he's known for his drip paintings, which look completely random. And he's actually said that before starting each of his paintings, he had a plan in mind and a strategy. So they look random, but there was a method that he was following and a goal that he was looking to achieve at the end. So I've been lately trying to figure out a way to let go of all of that planning that goes in advance before starting a painting. And decalcomania is a process that is very much unconscious and unpredictable. And last year, I started experimenting with that a bit in my own paintings. And there's various ways to do it, but for the most part, it involves spreading paint on one surface, and while that paint is still wet, pressing it against another surface and transferring the wet paint onto the second surface. And what that allows you to do is create an image that is very, like I said, unintentional. It's very hard to control the paint that way. And the whole point is to create an image that you otherwise would not create consciously. So you're working very much from the right side of the brain as opposed to the left side. Once you've transferred that image, which is an abstract image, you let the paint dry, and after looking at it for however long, you should start to see images, recognizable images, begin to emerge. Sometimes they can look like animals, sometimes they can look like faces, landscapes, you name it. It's very similar to looking at clouds and seeing shapes there that are somewhat recognizable. Another very familiar image that everyone would know about are the Rorschach inkblot tests, which are done the same way. You take a sheet of paper, dribble or paint in black or colored ink or paint, fold that in half, and the resultant image is an abstract image, but very often they sort of indicate recognizable images that we see after staring at that for some amount of time. So if you go to my website and look at some of the paintings from the last couple of years, you can see where I've used the decalcomania technique. And the way that I do it is to prepare my board or canvas that I'm going to be painting on, brush on a very washy, usually brown or gray paint, and with crumpled up plastic wrap or plastic sheeting, dab the surface of the paint or the surface of the canvas or the board, and that moves the paint around in a way that I wouldn't otherwise do it with a brush. So that creates the abstract image, and once that's dry, then I start going back into the painting with brushes and more paint and start to delineate and define the abstract, or not abstract, but recognizable images that I see there. And it's a wonderful way to create landscape backgrounds or imaginary animal figures, you name it. It's really up to your imagination to start seeing what it is that's there in those, in that abstract pattern. Most recently, I've been doing the same thing with drawings, in a little bit of a different way, but the goal is the same. And in those cases, I would use graphite powder and sprinkle that onto the paper that I'm going to be drawing on, and rub that around with a cotton ball to make it smooth. Not that it has to be smooth, but then I use what's called a kneaded eraser and start lifting off the graphite here and there, again in an abstract pattern, and create the abstract background, which I then use pencils, normal pencils, to go in and start to define and refine and pull out any recognizable images I might find there. So that's something I've just started working on. I'm still in the experimental stage, but I have to say that it's a wonderful way to create work that I otherwise would not have created, and it's a very freeing and playful way to make art. So I'm going to continue doing that to see what happens. And as is the title of my talk that I'll be giving at the Dalí Museum, I'm looking for that place somewhere between photorealism and abstraction. And so far, I'm having a lot of fun doing that. So if that sounds interesting, I encourage you to try. If you would like to see some examples of that, as I said, you can go online and look up Decalcomania or go to the Dalí Museum and have a look around. And you can see the paintings that I've done that incorporate that technique in the last couple of years if you go to my website, which is stevenkenny.com, S-T-E-V-E-N-K-E-N-N-Y. And I hope you go there and look around and enjoy what you see. So thanks for this opportunity to talk to you, and wishing you all the best.